at 7:30. And then we have our leadership training every third Saturday of the month. And also for our practical side of training, on Saturday, June 23, we have Happy Wife, Happy Life. And this is not only for the wives, this is for couples. So we are inviting you to please pre-register, because it's just exclusive. I think we have limited slots, about 60 couples, and we're already reaching 30 couples. So if you haven't yet pre-registered, so please pre-register, and you can just pay on Saturday for 400 pesos. That's for couples, and it comes with a book. So church, today we are celebrating what? Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. So may I invite all the fathers to please stand up. We have a gift for you. Yeah, nasa na mga fathers? Ayan, madami pala. So yan, can we give our gift to all the fathers of GCF Nuvali? Ayan. Yan. So lahat ba meron? Nabigyan ba lahat ng ating mga anak? Ang regalo, ang ating mga tatay. Meron pang isa dito. Ayan. Okay, so please remain standing, all the fathers. I just want to see you. Okay, all the fathers. Okay, here's what we will do. Can I invite you to please come here forward, in front? Don't worry, we will not ask you to sing and dance for us. Hindi naman po yun. Huwag kayong mag-alala. We just want to pray for you. We just want to minister to you in a more personal way. All the leaders, please, the elders, please do help me to pray for all the fathers. Okay. Okay, we will continue in our sermon series, Triumph Through Trials, based on the book of James. I think one way or the other, we heard this saying. It says here, when we work, but when we pray, God works. Let's just put this in its proper context. When we pray, we don't command God to work for us. Okay, that is not prayer. But rather, we show our dependency on God. That every time we pray, indeed, God works in and through us because it shows our dependency on Him. And when we talk about dependency, it shows our trust in Him every time we pray. But here's the reality for us. Why is it so hard for us to pray? Where in fact, we know that when we pray, God works in and through us in our circumstances. But why is it so hard for us to pray? Every time we invite people to join us in prayer meeting, siguro naman nakikita nyo, di ba, pinopost ko yan sa Facebook. Why is it so just a few of you, a handful of people shows up in a prayer meeting? When someone asks you to pray, paano ang reaction natin? Oy, pray ka naman. Hindi na, ikaw na lang, di ba? Ikaw na lang. Hindi ko alam sasabihin eh. Right? why is it so hard for us to pray when we know that God works every time we pray? Why is it so hard for us to pray? But the Bible, when we read our Bible, it's full of encouragement. You can see many passages about prayer. Because God is calling all the believers to pray, no matter what. We must pray to God no matter what. Let's please turn your Bibles to James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. Again, James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18. And may I invite all of you to please stand in reverence to the reading of God's Word. James chapter 5, verse 13 up to verse 18. The Word of God says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. May God be praised for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you again, Lord God, for this wonderful opportunity that you have given us to open your word, to read your word, and also, Lord, to study your word. Lord, we have so many verses that we have to deal this morning, and we ask, Father, that may your Holy Spirit be with us, so that, Lord, we can understand what's the big idea in this passage, and that is to pray to you, Lord, no matter what, whatever our circumstances is, whether in our high point, Lord, in our low point, we must pray to you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Last week, we discussed that we must keep our word. We must live a life of integrity. When we make promises, we must fulfill our promises. And in the context of suffering, remember, James is writing to the 12 tribes in dispersion. That we can see that in James chapter 1, verse 2, that he is writing to these Jewish believers who were dispersed because of persecution. So they are going through difficulties during the time. That is why James said that they should be patient. And you can we studied that, I think, 2 Sundays ago, that we must be patient until Christ's return. And as we are being patient, let's not make promises, especially to God. That is our tendency when we are going through something, when we are going through difficulties. Instead of being patient, we try to make promises to God. Lord, I promise that I will do this, I will do that. Tanggalin mo lang ako sa sitwasyon na ito. And when that happened, what happens to our promises? Sometimes we break our promises. So that's why James said, don't swear. Don't make any promises. Let your yes be yes or your no, and your no be no. So when you are suffering, you need to be patient. Don't swear. And instead of swearing, instead of making promises, we should be praying. Pray to God no matter what. And look at our passage this morning. What is the repeated word in our passage? Obvious yan, di ba? Nakikita nyo na eh. It's prayer. Both a noun and verb, pray or prayer, that is the repeated word. So, at least 7 times that James mentioned the word prayer or pray. And the word sing praise, that is also a form of prayer because it is being addressed to God. So at least 8 times that James mentioned the word prayer. So therefore, the scripture is calling us to pray to God no matter what. So when you are facing hardship, pray to God. Look at what James said. Is anyone among you suffering? What is his mandate? Let him pray. So he's encouraging these brethren, instead of complaining, you pray when you are facing suffering. In their context, in James chapter 5, remember in James chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, James is talking about the rich people, the selfish rich people who are oppressing the poor. And perhaps these are the Jewish believers. That's why James is encouraging them, be patient and pray to God. In your suffering, pray. And the word suffering here means misfortune. And one exegetical commentary said, the person who is suffering misfortune is to pray. And what is this misfortune? The misfortune is not illness, it doesn't talk about our sickness, but physical circumstances or personal situations that cause the person distress. So if we are facing challenges in life, what are we going to do? Pray. And prayer means to make requests of God, to ask God. So what does it mean for us to pray, and why are we to pray? Okay? One commentary also said, one should cry out to God, to pray to God, and trust in Him. What is the purpose of prayer? To redress the wrong and correct the evil. And why are we going to pray? Because God is the one who can be trusted in the dark. Our God, He is trustworthy. So when you are facing hardship in life, you must pray. And one way or the other, we all face challenges in life. We all have difficulties in life to deal with. Perhaps some of you, right now, you have this thing called storms in life. You are facing storms in life. Now, what do we usually do when we face storms in life? In reality, we complain. Either we complain to our spouse, bakit ba ganito nangyayari sa atin? We complain to our friends, or sometimes we even complain to God. Lord, why me? Why of all people, why me? Why is this thing happening to me, to my family, to my loved ones? We're complaining. But instead of complaining, the Bible says, pray. Let him pray. Cry out to him. Find comfort in the presence of God. Trust him. You may not know what is happening to you right now. Maybe you have so many questions in life right now. The best thing to do as of this moment is to pour out your heart to God. Pray to him. Talk to him. Release all these burdens in your heart to God. Why don't you talk to him like a friend? Like a good, good father. Just like what we sang a while ago. He is our good, good father who can give us comfort and peace. Pray to him. Be in his presence. Let's look at David as our example here. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Psalm chapter 3. Okay, Psalm chapter 3. Let's just look at David as an example here. In verse 1, he said, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. So he has this situation. He has his enemies surrounding him. And what did he do? He prayed. He simply prayed. Look at what he said. I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. That's a picture of prayer, crying out to God, making a request to God. And what happened after he prayed? Listen to this. He said, I lay down and slept. Nakatulog si David na mahimbing, di ba? I woke up again, for the Lord sustained me. Now, the circumstances, it didn't change. Still, nandiyan yung mga enemies niya. But he said, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. His circumstances, it does not change, but something happened in him from within when he prayed. So church, when you are facing hardship, you pray because the Lord will sustain you. Did you know that God is at work in you during the darkest hour of your life? God is at work in you. He is at work in you. So pray. Pray to him. What's the application here? Persevere in all your circumstances through prayer. Depend on him. Trust God. So when you are facing hardship, you pray. Not only that when we face hardship that we will pray, but also when we are happy, we ought to pray. Look at what James said. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Cheerful means good in spirit. Okay? Happy. Joyful. Okay? That is why, again, one commentary has said, joyful or of good courage, even if the external situation looks poor. One should also not forget God. It means that there are believers that even though they are going through something in their lives, hardship in their lives, they are still in good spirit. And this should be our attitude. If we are in good spirit, we should sing praise to God. To sing praise to God, whether it's being accompanied by an instrument or not, we are to sing praise to Him. In other words, we are to thank Him, to praise Him, no matter what. To give you an example of this, during the first century, the early disciples, even though they are encountering hardship, they are in good spirit. So they still worship Him. Let's look at this example with Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. It says here, the crowd joined in attacking them, that is Paul and Silas, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. This is persecution, in the context of persecution. Having received this order, he put them, that is Paul and Silas, into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. Remember what I told you about stocks. Okay, para maintindihan natin ano yung stocks. It's your feet being nakatali yan sa feet mo, yung hands mo nakatali, even sometimes your neck. So just try to imagine, okay, how hard it is for them during that time. But look at verse 25 of Acts 16. At about midnight, Paul and Silas, they were praying, they were experiencing hardship, and yet they are in good spirit. That's why it says there, they were singing songs, singing hymns to God. They were praying by singing hymns to God. That is the connection of prayer and singing praise to God. Now, what can we learn from this? There are times that we are cheerful, we are good spirit from within, not because that we don't have problems. Dahil sa katotohanan lang po, pag wala na tayo dito, pag patay na po tayo, dun lang naman wala talagang problema. We all face problems. We always have problems. But sometimes we are in good spirit. We are cheerful. In the Filipino context, we call this maganda yung gising. Di ba merong mga ganyang panahon na maganda yung gising mo? There's problem, pero maganda yung gising mo. You are cheerful. You are in good spirit. So what do we need to do? We need to sing praises to Him. So we should remember God in all circumstances. Whether you are down or whether you are cheerful, you are in good spirit, always remember God. We don't only pray when we face hardship. But even if we are cheerful, we are happy, we should pray. We should sing songs of praises to God. Maybe you can sing just like me. I can sing, but I can praise God, okay, through prayer. I can still praise Him. I can still think of His character. And I can praise Him for that. So give Him praise no matter what. Continue to give Him praise. Maybe you have an answered prayer. So praise Him. Give Him thanks. Because the Word of God says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. So it is good that we always acknowledge God in our lives. Here's a post of one of our members here in GCF Nuvali. Hindi ko na lang inilagay yung... Hindi ko na lang pinakita yung name niya. She posted this not because she has good circumstances, but in spite of her, okay, circumstances in life, in her family, she has this good disposition in life. She is still cheerful, good in spirit. Look at what she said. Resting in your arms, O Lord, as we eagerly await the fulfillment of your promises. You are our refuge, our strength, the rock of our salvation. Without you, we are nothing and we cannot do anything. All glory and honor is yours, O God. That's an example of singing praise to God. If you are cheerful, even though your circumstances is not good, maganda ang gising mo, give praise to Him. And I was so happy when I saw this doon sa Facebook. Ako, tama-tama doon sa pinag-aaralan ko. Ito yun. And I know her situation. Kaya alam ko na she is just in good spirit that moment. She sings praise to God. So remember God in all your circumstances. Now, we pray not only when we face hardship, not only when we are happy, but even when we are weary. And we are down, our soul is downcast, perhaps because of sickness or emotionally, we are down. We often hear nowadays the word depression. When you are depressed right now, what is the first thing to do? You pray. Because it says here, if any one of you is sick, let him call on the elders of the church. Now, look at this. Twice, James mentioned the word sick, but it's different. It has a different Greek word. Okay? I will just show this to you so that you can understand. Okay? The first word, sick, it is the Greek word asthenēo, which means, yes, it means illness. But the nuance of that word, it means to be weak. Simply to be weak. So the person is weakened or down in spirit. Okay? Now, the second word that James used is kamno. Okay? It means to be weary or to be fatigued. Okay? So although the nuance also, it means ill, to be ill or even death. But the first meaning is to be weary or to be fatigued. So the word sick here, if any one of you are sick, it does not only pertain to physical illness. Okay? It also means if you are simply down. Emotionally, you are down. Spiritually speaking, you are also down. Pasok po tayo dyan. Doon sa word na sick. That's the nuance of the word sick. That's why some scholars believe that James is referring not to physical illness, but simply this person is weary. Okay? One Bible commentary has said, James was not referring to the bedfast, the diseased, or the ill. Instead, okay, he wrote to those who had grown weary, who had become weak both morally and spiritually in the midst of suffering. These are the ones who should call for the help of the elders of the church. The early church leaders were instructed to encourage the timid and help the weak. And also I read some modern scholars today, they also agree with this, that the word sick here, it means to be weary. Although there are also, of course, some scholars who say that what is in the mind of James is literally sick people. So in our context, how are we going to balance these differing opinions? Okay, when we are stressed out in life, we get sick physically. So, but it starts with emotional, then it will be manifested on the outside, physical world. So when we are weary, it might lead to physical sickness. When we are spiritually down, it could also lead to physical illness. So let's just use the nuance of the word sick. It could mean physical illness, but it could also mean weary, to be emotionally and spiritually sick. So when you are weary because of physical illness, emotional pain, or you are down spiritually, what do we need to do? We must call the elders of the church. Now look at this word. The word elders, it's in plural form. So James assumed that there will be more than one, okay, who will respond to a needy brethren. And the word elder, it doesn't refer to age. Hindi po yan yung matatanda lang, na literal na matatanda. Okay? We're talking about the leaders of the church. Okay? Now, here's a brethren who is sick and needs encouragement. What does he need to do? He must call on the leaders of the church. For what purpose? Okay? It says here, let them pray over him. It means to lift up this weary person in prayer, to make a request to God in behalf of the sick brethren. The picture is to bring encouragement to the weary brethren, to those who are down in spirit, We are to encourage them, the leaders, especially the leaders of the church. We are to bring encouragement to lift up this person. So if the person is weary, again, perhaps because he's going through some suffering in his or her life, the prayers of the leaders of the church will help him or her to uplift his or her spirit. Now, what is the manner by which they will pray? It says here, anointing him with oil. Now, again, there are two Greek words for anointing. One is krio, that is for religious purposes. But here, in this context, James used alepho, which simply means to rub over. Okay, this is very important. Because if we will not study this, so please bear with me, we might go to the extreme. Pastor, kailangan pala lagi may oil. So we need to carefully understand this, okay? Dahil dati po, I'd just like to share this to you. Nung kabataan ko pa, we belong to a certain church, and then nabasa kasi to anointing with oil. So kami lahat ina-anoint ng oil. Ang nagamit na oil sa akin, yung pangluto na oil, inilagay sa ulo ko, ibinuhos sa ulo ko. Kaya inaamoy ko habang parang ibang oil yun ah. We're talking about olive oil. Okay, in their context, it's olive oil. Huwag kayong gaga, baka nabasa nyo to, gamitin nyo yung ginagamit nyo sa pangluto, huwag yun. Okay, hindi po yan yung oil na yan. Now, anointing, the word anointing here simply means to rub over, to massage with oil. Now, we need to understand the background, okay, of this. Okay, during their time, what is oil for them? Okay, oil is applied medicinally to give comfort, to alleviate or cure various diseases. That is also, in other words, oil for them during their time, the olive oil, it's medicinal. Okay, that's why they need to be massaged or to rub with oil, and it brings comfort to the sick. Okay, especially when they are sick or perhaps they have some scars because of persecution, they use oil to bring comfort to the sick brethren. Now, in order for you to understand this, okay, in our context, that is for them. Okay, now for us, to some of you who are already in your golden years, okay, take note. I use golden years. Okay, perhaps you still remember Vicks. Alala nyo pa yon, di ba? Ako hindi ko na alam yun eh, di ba? Ano ba yung Vicks Vaporub, sabi pa nila, di ba? May commercial pa noon yan, di ba? Yung nilalagay ng nanay, di ba? Doon sa kanilang didi. It brings comfort, right? Yun ni Vicks. Now, in our modern day context, there are also some oils that we use to bring comfort, to bring relief to us. That is just the same. So there is nothing sacred about anointing with oil. Simply means it's medicinal in their context. That's why often when people talk to me, Pastor, when you are visiting the sick, do you anoint them with oil? Hindi. Tinatanong ko muna, ano bang sakit sa'yo? Sakit ulo ko, Pastor eh. Ay, dalhan ko na lang ng, yung para sa sakit ng ulo, di ba? Limin mo na lang to, mawawala agad yan, then I'll pray for you. Diba? It's practical. During their time, it's practical. Okay? So there's nothing sacred with this, with the anointing of oil. There's no magic, okay, with the anointing of oil. Why? Because look at what James said. He said they will to anoint them in the name of the Lord. What is the means for their healing? It's the Lord. Because it says there in the name. The word in, it gives you the idea of the means. Okay? So in the name, they are to anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Simply, it's the Lord who heals. Okay? The power behind the healing is the Lord. It's not the oil. It's the Lord. What is its significance for us today? Whether through medicine or divine healing, both comes from the Lord. Okay? It is not wrong to drink medicine. Okay? It is not wrong to drink medicine. Yes, it's true that sometimes we get healed by the Lord by miracle, but also the Lord uses medicines to bring healing to us. So it's not true that if you seek the help of the doctors, we have so many doctors here, in GCF Nuvali, because there are some groups who say that if you seek the help of the doctors, you lack faith. No, it's not true. Don't believe in such a lie. Okay? It's not true. If you are sick, then go and see a doctor. Because at the end of the day, it is the Lord who heals us. Whether through medicine or divine, healing comes from the Lord. Because it says here, in the name of the Lord. So again, let me just give you a warning. Okay? When we talk about healing, it depends on the will of God. Because not everyone, the Lord will heal. Everyone will die eventually. So we know that we are not getting healed every day. Because let's look at the Bible. Let's take the case of Paul. In 2 Corinthians, he said that he has this thing called thorn in the flesh. He said, 3 times I asked the Lord, Lord, could you please remove this? And the Lord simply said, my grace is sufficient for you. The Lord did not remove whatever this thorn in the flesh in Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Because Paul knows the purpose as to why the Lord did not heal him. He said, because this sickness, this thorn in the flesh, it keeps me humble. That's the purpose for Paul. Now, there are also times that in 2 Timothy, it says here, Paul left Trophimus, who was ill at Miletus. Si Paul na nga yun, di ba? Hindi niya napagaling eh. I left Trophimus, he was ill at Miletus, and he did not give any reason as to why Trophimus was still ill during that time. So healing, it depends on it hinges on the will of God. What is important is that our sick brethren, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually, what is important is that we bring encouragement to them as we pray. As we pray for them, let's bring encouragement to them. Because at the end of the day, again, healing comes from the Lord. That's why it says here, the prayer of the faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. The word save here, it's nothing to do with salvation. Our salvation, it means free from disease or to get well. Okay? And the context here of the word saving is in the context of healing, to get healed from the inside. That is what is the first and foremost important when we are encouraging our brethren, is for their spirit to be lifted up. Especially when you are down, when you are weary. More than the physical. It's first, what is from within, we need to understand that it is the Lord who will raise us up when we are down. Now, how are we going to apply this in our modern time? This is the importance of being in a growth group. To belong in a small group. We are encouraging each one of you to belong to a growth group or small group. We have existing growth group or small group. If you want to have one in your home, just approach me or one of our leaders, and we can start one at your place. The leaders can quickly come to you, can quickly visit you when you are down, when you are weary, when you are physically ill, because we have access through your growth group leader. Because your growth group leader can easily ask, for example, in my context, Pastor, our member or one of our members is sick, or he or she is down right now. Could you please visit him or her? Remember, your pastor and even your elders, we are not all-knowing. Only God is all-knowing. We don't know what is happening to all of you. So who can give us that access? That's your small group leader or your growth group leader. Or perhaps even the growth group leader can immediately give you encouragement. When they know that someone is sick, someone needs encouragement, your growth group can easily visit you immediately and can give you encouragement. That is the principle that we can get here. So allow someone to mentor you. That's life on life, sharing your life. Find a group, find a mentor, so that when you are down, when you are weary, when you are sick, you can easily call him or her to bring encouragement to you, sharing their life with you. And in sharing our life, remember this, especially when we are dealing with a sick brethren, down, spiritually down, emotionally down, do not ever, ever condemn them. Ay, kaya, baka kaya ganyan, may kasalanan ka. Huwag ganun ang dating natin. Okay? Do not condemn them, nor condone if there is really a sin, but we should show care for them. Look at what James said here. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So this is the reason why some scholars believe that the word sick, it pertains to weariness because of sin. Sin is present in their life. So spiritually speaking, the person is down. Now, this is also an opportunity for that person to confess his sins to God. Forgiveness comes from the Lord. Okay? Hindi po yan sa atin. Nabasa lang kasi natin, confess your sins to one another. Now, Pastor, sa'yo ako magko-confess. No, wag po sa akin. Okay? Confessing there is just sharing our life. That's a picture of that. We just share what is happening to us. Because forgiveness comes from the Lord. Okay? We should ask for forgiveness. The Word of God says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. So forgiveness comes from the Lord. The confessing of sins to one another is just a picture of sharing our life to one another and praying for one another, ministering to one another. And the purpose as to why we will share our life is that you may be healed. And the nuance of that healed is delivered from conditions that lie beyond physical maladies. So it speaks of our emotional healing and even spiritual healing. So the fervent prayer of the people of God brings encouragement to a downcast soul. God wants us to minister through prayer. And in our present context as a pastor, again, I can only be at one place at a time. So I cannot minister to all of you. That's why we have elders, we have leaders, we have growth group leaders that can minister to all of us. The leader of that small group, again, can quickly come and pray to you. So that is our encouragement. Please belong to a growth group. We always hear this sickness nowadays. Again, it is called depression. And let me tell you, we need to take this seriously. I know, perhaps, yung mga nakaraan, di ba? We're not serious about depression, but now we know how serious depression is. Okay? Remember, when we are dealing with a weary soul, don't condemn. Okay? Don't also condone, but just simply show care. Sometimes what they just need is just a person who will listen to them. Just be there, listen to them as they pour out their hearts, and then pray to them. Bring encouragement to them through prayer. Help them, pray with them, and pray for them. We are all called to walk alongside with each other, especially to the weary souls. Let's walk alongside with them. Let's give encouragement to them. So allow someone to mentor you. Share your life to others. And why are we going to pray to God? No matter what, because God hears our prayer. Look at the example that was given by James. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. For 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain. And when he prayed again, it rains. Okay. In order for us just to understand the example here that was given by James, okay, we need to understand that Elijah prayed in the will of God. Because actually in the story, if you will find, you can find that story, I think, in 1 Kings, okay, you can see that it was the Lord who told him, when you pray, it will not rain. And when you pray again, it will rain. So the prayer here, it is in accordance to the will of God. Okay, so we know that when we pray in accordance to the will of God, God will hear our prayers. So what can we learn from this? Yield to God's will. Yield to God's will. We will know His will if we read His word, the revealed will of God. So continue to read His word and you will discern the will of God. That's why we often close our prayer How do we close our prayer? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Again, there's no magic in that phrase. It only means, Lord, if it is in accordance to your character, because the word name, it means character. If it is in accordance to your will, so be it. That's why we often say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So yield to God's will. We pray because He hears our prayer. Definitely, God answers our prayer, whether in the affirmative or sometimes in the negative, because again, it is for our own good. If He answers in the affirmative, give Him praise. If He answers in the negative, still give Him praise, because it is for our own good. That's why He is not answering our prayer. Actually, He answers our prayer. Ayaw lang natin ng sagot. So He always hears our prayer. So let's pray to Him because He answers our prayers. So pray to God no matter what. Okay, again, what is our application? Persevere in your circumstances through prayer. Remember God in all circumstances. Allow someone to mentor you, life on life, and then yield to God's will. Pray to God no matter what. Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank You for Your word that really brings encouragement to us, that is really encouraging us to pray to You no matter what, Lord. Whatever our circumstances, whether we are happy, whether we are in hardship, or sometimes, Lord, we are weary, Lord God, You have commanded us to pray, to make a request to You, to be in Your presence. Because, Lord, in Your presence, we find comfort. We find peace. I know, Lord God, especially for my brethren who are going through difficulties right now, Lord, perhaps some of them are really facing storms in life right now. Let them know, Lord, that You are at work in them right this very moment, Lord. During the darkest hour of their lives, You are at work in them. Let them know, Lord God. And Lord, may You bring comfort in their lives. Give comfort, peace, and love. Embrace them, Lord God. Embrace them with Your comfort, O Lord. Let them be encouraged, Lord God, through prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.